KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly cloudy and 78 degrees. We look for a slight chance of isolated showers today, a high around 95. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. A Southwest Iowa church has celebrated its 100th birthday with an event that drew hundreds of people. KCCI reports about 700 people attended a dinner gathering Saturday at St. Patrick Catholic Church in Imogene. The church is one of the oldest in Southwest Iowa. The town has shrunk to less than half the size it was 100 years ago, and many church members come from surrounding counties. Margaret Laughlin, the parish's secretary and historian, says the church altar traces its history back to the founding pastor, Edmund Hayes. Two people were arrested over the weekend on drug charges in Creston. Authorities say 21-year-old Tyler Kimball of Creston was arrested Sunday afternoon on a warrant out of Minnesota for a controlled substance crime in the fifth degree. Kimball was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. And early Saturday morning, 31-year-old Jaime Torres of Creston was arrested on a charge of possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, second offense. Torres was later released on $1,000 bond. Also on Saturday, 26-year-old Blake Gunter of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for violating his probation on an original charge of third-degree sexual abuse. Gunter was later released on $1,000 bond. Last Friday, 45-year-old Randy Wegeman of College Springs was arrested in Creston on a Union County warrant for failure to appear in court on a contempt hearing. Wegeman was being held in the Union County Jail while serving a 25-day sentence. The widower of an Omaha police officer killed in the line of duty is trying to provide for his family. But one challenge he faces is a long road to U.S. citizenship. Hector Orozco told the Omaha World Herald that citizenship for him means being recognized as part of the community where he's worked and paid taxes. His wife, Carrie Orozco, a native of Walnut, was fatally shot in May. Hector crossed the U.S. border in 1999 from Mexico at the age of 17. He says leaving was not easy, but it was something he felt was necessary in order to succeed. U.S. Representative Brad Ashford is pushing for a law that would expedite the citizenship process for spouses of first responders who are killed on the job. Ashford says his proposal will be called the Carrie Orozco Act. The Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will hold their regular monthly meeting this evening in the Media Center at the high school. The meeting begins at 7:30. During the season, the board will act on items as part of their consent agenda, including open enrollment requests, general education and special education contracts, amended contracts and or letters of assignment, volunteer coaching positions, and any resignations to come before them. Other action items include approval of a fuel bid for 2015-16, a bid for the bleachers at the Schuler Elementary School and the high school parking lot repair bid, a bid along with the district's affirmative action plan, the 2015-16 student handbooks, also approval of a leave of absence for Jeremy Blake, IASB legislative priorities, bank depository limits for 2016 and 2015-16 board meeting and work session master calendars, along with approval of the cooperative sharing agreements. During the discussion portion of their meeting and prior to adjournment, the Atlantic School Board this evening will talk about Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein's goals for the 2015-16 school year. Officials with the Council Bluffs Police Department say the Council Bluffs Police and Fire Departments, along with the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office, will be offering the public a fireworks amnesty program on Saturday, July the 18th. The program is designed to provide the public with a safe alternative for the disposal of unused fireworks following the holiday weekend. The drop-off location is the Family Dollar Auto Zone parking lot at 28th and West Broadway, and the fireworks can be dropped off between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m., on July the 18th. Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture says cattle need extra care as the weather in Nebraska and Iowa is hot and is becoming hotter. The department's Agriculture Research Cattle Service says precautions should include checking water sources and developing a plan to have an emergency water source available. Plans could include contacting neighbors with firefighting equipment to hose down the cattle that are experiencing heat stress. Cattle with reduced lung capacities from previous sickness and black-hided cattle are more susceptible to heat. The department says that while sprinklers can be used, overusing them can create more humidity, which in turn could increase a cattle lot's heat exchange, or heat index, that is, make them feel warmer than what it is. In other news, enrollment is dipping at Iowa Western Community College, driving down revenue and contributing to the college's recent decision to increase tuition by $11 an hour. The Daily Nonpareil reports the decline follows a larger trend of decreasing community college enrollment across Iowa and nationally. Among the possible reasons for the decline, according to college spokesman Don Kohler, is a dip throughout the area in high school enrollments. Full-time enrollment at the college was 9,971 students in 2013 and 9,586 in 2015, which is a 3.86% drop. Most community colleges in Iowa began to see enrollment declines around 2011, according to a data tool released last month by the Iowa Department of Education's Division of Community Colleges. Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush will be in Iowa this week, attending meet-and-greet events today at Morningside College in Sioux City before heading to Ames to speak at the Story County GOP dinner. Tomorrow, the former governor from Florida will attend a meet-and-greet at Barley's Pub in Council Bluffs beginning at noon. Bush's campaign reported last week that it had raised $11.4 million in just 6 days. That's likely at least twice as much as his next closest Republican competitor, yet Bush has no direct control over 90% of the money. The total includes $103 million raised by a super PAC, and by law, the super PAC can't take direction from Bush's Miami-based campaign. The two operations have limits on how they can communicate. The system was designed by Bush's most trusted advisors. It's a strategy untested in modern politics. Firefighters from six northwestern Iowa communities were called to Ireton about 9 o'clock last night to fight a fire at a feed mill and grain elevator. Ireton Fire Chief Rich Steckelberg says he believes the fire at the Deluxe Feed Incorporated may have started in an electrical room.
When we showed up, there was smoke coming out of the top, and then we opened the doors and sent some guys in right away with some air packs, and we seen the flames right away. But we had to wait for Mid-America to come shut the power down before we could shoot too much water. And by then, Sioux Center's aerial come in and we cut some holes in the roof, and I think we got a handle on it now. We're just kind of getting hot spots.
Smoke could be seen billowing from the structure. An aerial truck provided by the Sioux Center Fire Department was used to spray water on the four-story high feed mill, and firefighters were seen dismantling the metal walls to have better access to the fire. Firefighters were not only battling the blaze, but also the heat and humidity. Several firefighters were suffering from heat exhaustion and were seen taking frequent breaks. Ireton Ambulance and Sioux Center Ambulance crew members were checking the firefighters' vital signs. Several Ireton townspeople not only were watching the fire, but assisted the firefighters by providing bottled water to drink and wet towels, which was placed on the firefighters' heads. Steckelberg said the state fire marshal will arrive today to help with the investigation. Firefighters were at the scene the entire night. There were no injuries reported. Damage estimates due to the fire may run into the tens of thousands of dollars. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.